Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Prompted by lower oil prices in the beginning of the driving season, Americans are expected to start hitting the highways again. We'll be turning to the oil-rich countries with unstable, sometimes unfriendly governments to fuel our cars. We import 70% of our oil at a cost of $475 billion a year. But there's some good news. In 2008 alone, we produced 9 billion gallons of ethanol, which accounted for 7% of U.S. gasoline sales, replacing 321 million barrels of imported oil. Now, that was the equivalent of eliminating oil imports from Venezuela for 10 months. It saved our country more than $30 billion. That's a good start, but we can do more. The United States should encourage the growth of domestic renewable biofuels industry, including the production of ethanol from corn and newer non-food cellulosic food stocks. Biofuels can revitalize rural America by creating thousands of jobs. In fact, just last year, in the midst of the deepening recession, the industry produced and sold a record 9 billion gallons, opened 31 new biorefineries, and created an estimated 240,000 new jobs. And also, using and producing ethanol is good for the environment as well as the economy. Scientific studies have reported using ethanol instead of gasoline can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by as much as 50%. The suggestion that the production of ethanol from corn is driving up food prices is nonsense. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization reports that there are 2.8 billion hectares of uncultivated land in the world that is suitable for rain-fed farming. It's not being used. That's a valuable, wasted resource. And on top of that, with the explosive technological advances in biotech seeds and farming practices, we expect to double production by 2030 on the same number of acres anyway. The sky is the limit. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.